fashion. I'm in time because you're asking, and I'm a glutton for the tasking. And the lovers are drowning, and they're never gonna find them, because the eagle's gonna blind them.
Don't fly, and don't fly.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 149. And you know what that means. It's another big milestone coming up for the number one video game news and review podcast that has 33 subscribers or under. Next week, it's going to be the big 150. So just wait and see what I have planned for that. Also, If you have any last minute ideas for what I can do, send them to a podcast at gruntfreepress.com, because honestly, real talk, I've got nothing. I have fucking no idea what I'm going to do. It's probably just going to be another episode. It's another regular show, unless I can pull something out of my ass. And there's not much left up there but anymore. I think I'm permanently gaping after the last 149 times I've reached up there to fill an hour of time. But I mean, stranger things have happened, like www.gruntfreepress.com. I mean, that still manages to exist as a website. Who would have guessed that? I'm absolute deicide. And yeah, I mean, you might be sick of you might be sick of some of this behind the scenes bullshit. I've been opening the show up recently with this fucking like, oh, I did this, I did that, you know what I mean? But this is a learning experience. What I can say first and foremost, I mean, it's just video games, kind of secondary. It's, you know, it's a teaching tool. It's like a, you know, it's like a class. I consider myself a professor. You guys are my students. You know, we're learning together. Not even. I wouldn't even say that. I mean, we're all on the same page, I guess. We're explorers. We're out in the uncharted, unmapped wilderness, and we're just, you know, it's learning experience first and foremost. So, learning experience for everybody. You and me. I mean, you should learn something new every day, I'm told. That's what people tell me. For instance, the audio quality of the last show, it's not the best. I'm aware, I know. Because I, for one, I'm learning how to balance out this new mic I got so it doesn't sound like shit. It's one of those Blue Yetis, by the way. I don't know if I ever mentioned the brand name there, the Blue Yetis. It's the one everybody seems to use, but only I have the problems with it. I mean, as per usual, everybody else is like, oh, this thing's a fucking great, and blah, blah, blah. First thing I record, I'm like, it pretty much sounds like shit. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened there. But, I think it was an issue of having there's like a gain knob on it. I think I had that turned up way too high and being too close to it. I mean, I just turned it down a little bit. That's really the change I made this week. I turned it down like just a little smidge, and I'm trying to get a little bit further away from the mic. I don't know, we'll see what happens. But yeah, I mean, I tested that out like several times before I recorded, and it sounded good. I did the same thing this week, so again, the same fucking problem or another problem, like whatever, man. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, when I was testing it out, I was like, yeah, I'm clipping a little bit, but I mean, I usually prefer that, you know. I don't mind clipping just a little bit. I'd rather have it too loud than too low, you know. I mean, you can always turn the volume down if you need to, and you probably had to. I probably had to last week, and I suggested that. But really fucks with me is how different the recording sounds. Like after it's been like processed, and you know, I put it out there, it's published in the various places. I put this fucking garbage. Yeah, you know, like I'm skipping through the file like after I record it, just like the main file that I recorded. You know, and just in like the recording and the editing software that I use. I'm like, I know it sounds good. It sounds pretty good. And just, you know, then I produce it or whatever, like finalize it and fucking, listen to the finished file and shit. And it's like, yeah, that, you know, it's like, I'm like, dude, that sounds like fucking total dog shit. Like, it sounds awful. No, it was so bad. I'm like, man, I might have to fucking like re-record that. Like, I was done again when I was like skipping through it. I'm like, yeah, it sounds good. And fucking finish it off and, listen to it. I'm like, that's pretty fucking like just almost unlistenable. But so I was like, yeah, I'm gonna have to fucking record like the entire fucking like hour or whatever. But I'm like, I mean, come on. I mean, that's way too much effort to put into it for me. I wouldn't have done that. I just went, oh well, fucking just yeah, deal with it, I guess. But then once I took that though, that I thought was like way too loud and like fucking whatever, it sounded like crap. And then I ran that through, you know, whatever, fucking upload it to fucking Libsyn, Internet Archive, and fucking that shit. I'm like, I made the video version of the same fucking file and shit. We'll get to the video version of last week in a little bit. But, you know, after it got processed through there, and I'm like, fucking, well, listen to that for, you know, check that. And it's like, well, that doesn't sound too bad. Like, that sounds pretty good. So, I mean, I always sound like a faggot, but, It sounded as passable of a recording of a faggot talking about faggot things, you know what I mean? That's my high watermark there. Then like on top of that too, I mean, it's fucking whatever. I know it's kind of boring, but on top of that, it's like fucking, you have to like account for like how and where people are listening to it, where it's like fucking like, well, you know, maybe if, you know, if you're using headphones, it sounds, you know, sounds like crap. If you're using like a, going through like a speaker or something, it might sound, I mean, who knows what people do. I just tried to make it like tolerable for how I listen to shit at work, you know, with fucking like one fucking earbud in, and I barely paying attention to the podcast I listen to. That's what I do. It's like fucking, I miss every like, you know, a minute for every 10 minutes of like fucking throwing shit around and ripping the fucking earbuds out of my ear and shit like that, or people like trying to talk to me, I'm taking them out. Yeah, that's how I am. So, for that, most things are fine. One place that you could not listen to it last week was, on YouTube, because it got pulled, got banned, too hot for YouTube. But actually it got banned for copyright violation. Which, again, I thought I had that figured out, but, you know, we're here to learn. So, previously, you know, for the other videos there, I got notifications that were saying like, oh, you know, it's, you can't monetize this video. It's got copyrighted fucking music in it, which again, I'm fine with. Okay. Yeah, sure. But, last week, the fucking video got blocked completely. I wouldn't let me upload. Like, I actually uploaded it, and it's like, I was up for 2 seconds, and like, I got pulled, it's blocked. the reason for that being that Smashing Pumpkin song that I played at the end of it. I don't know who makes those decisions. It's, you know, it's an automated process, clearly. But, the claimant for that particular song was, from UMG, some fucking corporation. I'm guessing stands for, something music group, like Universal Music Group, maybe something like that. I don't know. But that same company, it was that same company that claimed the Primus song too, but they didn't block that. I mean, the difference is for Smashing Pumpkins, it says, you know, we claim this on behalf of whoever, you know, whatever the fucking, whoever owns the song, I guess. And for the Smashing Pumpkins, it was saying it was on behalf of Virgin. So I'll assume Virgin Music is the real scumbag here in this little incident. And it, now too, what it does when it blocks you for copyright, it's like, well, you can just, if you want, you can just click a button and we'll, go to the videos page and say, like, oh, you know, we'll automatically remove it for you. You know, if it starts at this time, we'll just cut that off and then you can release it. So I thought about that for a second. I'm like, oh, I could just do that, I guess, for fucking the YouTube shit. But no, fuck that. You know, fuck you. How about that? I don't even really fucking like Smashing Pumpkins. You know, it's like fucking, you know, Melancholy in the Infinite Sadness, that album there. I mean, that's a good album. I mean, especially when you're feeling shitty, you know, feeling a little blue like I was last week. But you know, you don't want to really listen to The Wall. I mean, if I listened to that last week, I would have probably like literally fucking killed myself. But yeah, I mean, Smashing Pumpkins, I mean, that band's been a fucking punchline for the past 20 years. You know, whenever you hear like generic fucking nondescript fucking alternative or fucking grunge music or whatever, I mean, the joke was always fucking, you know, you see some like generic bullshit and it's like, ah, what is that? Smashing Pumpkins? That fucking band just kind of died and faded away and nobody really gave a fuck because they seemed like a bunch of assholes. And yeah, I mean, when they're blocking their songs like that, you know, it's like, oh, you can't use our shit. Even if it's free, you just can't use it. Like, it doesn't help that rumor at all. Hey, you guys are a bunch of fucking pricks. But on the flip side of that, you know who doesn't file copyright claims? Again, as a learning experience, where it's like fucking like I am. But again, every song is just fucking usually, it's copyright. Now, one band that doesn't, again, I don't know how this shit works, if it's them or the record label or whatever, I don't think that I've used other shit on their label that has fucking claim shit, so. But yeah, I mean, yeah, you probably guess from listening to this show alone. Gwar. I mean, fucking, I don't know. I used their shit a few weeks ago and it's nothing. Like, I just like, whatever, man. Like, fucking, they didn't fucking say shit and no claims, no nothing. I'd heard that they like, when people, like, when their fans use their music, just fucking, like, take it and use it in whatever you're doing. You know what I mean? That's what I'd heard before. I'm just fucking like, oh yeah, if you want to make fucking like music videos or like whatever, you know, whatever you want to do with our shit, like, yeah, that's cool. It's like free, I was fucking free exposure, man, do it. But yeah, I mean, that does seem to be the case there. So yeah, I mean, yeah, those guys seem to be the real deal there, Gwar. So yeah, I mean, I don't know how they would take it. Yeah, I don't know if you like don't go and just sell their shit, you know, like don't try to fucking make money off their songs. Like, I don't know how they would think about, you know, how they would deal with that. But yeah, again, I'm not trying to do that shit, but I don't know, maybe I'll just use an exclusively Gwar soundtrack from now on. You know, I think they've made enough albums that I probably could just all Gwar every episode and just fucking go through the whole catalog, put it on shuffle. But yeah, anyway, video games. Yes, it's been a learning experience, like I've said. Like, I've learned over the years that right around this time every year, these weeks leading up to E3, that's usually when we'll start, you know, you start to hear about game delays and cancellations and, you know, studios shutting down, like that type of thing. It's the circle of a video game life, you know, get a game, gets announced at E3, then next year, right before E3, it gets delayed, and then the year after that, it's probably going to get canceled, you know, that's how it goes. Boss Key Studios, for instance, that's Cliff Blazinski, I think. Yeah, Cliffy B, his studio. Yeah, they're done. They're gone. Cliffy B, of course, the game development veteran there, from Jazz Jackrabbit to Unreal Tournament to Gears of War. And the guy's been around for a while. I mean, he made some great fucking games. fellow Bostonian douchebag too. Most recently, I mean, he did the, he went the independent studio route after, I think that, like, when he left, I mean, I think he was with, like, Epic, and then, like, Epic got bought out. They got bought out by, I think, like, Tencent, some fucking Chinese company. He's like, right around there. He's like, I don't want, you know what I mean? He's like, I don't want to fucking deal with this shit. So I believe that's when he left Epic. And yeah, I mean, he made Boss Key Studios, and they made fucking Lawbreakers, which I mean, I believe with that game was a fucking complete flop, like however you want to look at it. I mean, I played the beta, I wasn't very impressed at all by that. And the game seemed like a mess. I mean it was the beta, but I mean, the core gameplay, I didn't think was really there. Like, it was like, you can just tell sometimes of, like, I understand, like, this game's not finished, but what I'm playing here, like, I don't know if that's going to cut it. It would have taken a lot of work to make it, make it into anything that's worth playing, you know? I mean, I even suggested at the time, when you take beta, you play betas, and sometimes they send you out, like, the surveys, they be filled those out, and I said, like, hey, you should probably make this like a free to play game. It's not like, again, it wasn't terrible. It's just fucking, it's like, I just can't see myself paying like, $30. I couldn't see myself paying like $20 for it, or even like $10 would be a fucking stretch. You know what I mean? It was fucking like, what's here? It's just fucking like, again, you can add as many maps as you want and shit, and just, but it's just going to be like the multiplayer, like this, the gameplay is just, I don't know. It seemed like a fucking free to play game in today's, tumultuous market. Well, yeah, we'll go with that, whatever. As saying, like, I'll make it free to play, but nobody listens to Absolute Deicide as usual. I think fucking like 10 people total bought that game, maybe, which is kind of a problem for a multiplayer only shooter. I mean, if it was free and they, if they made it free and they just sold cosmetic items to idiots, I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe it would have been as big as Fortnite by now. But probably not, but I mean, it'd probably be alive in like some capacity, you know what I mean? It might be like a small audience of like, I like this game, like whatever, it's fine for a free game, I'll play it. But they just kept charging like whatever they were charging for it, like $30-$40, and fucking everyone's like, I don't know, man, like people played the beta and shit and just weren't having it. So after fucking Lawbreakers is pretty much done, they made another multiplayer shooter after that, which I don't think that ever made it past beta or early access or whatever. Radical Heights was the game. And I heard about that for about 5 seconds, then it was fucking gone. They're like, we're done. And the fucking studio kind of closed down. It was kind of a big story. Like, if, you just saw it on like sites and shit for a couple of days or whatever. Then it was just fucking like nobody talked about it and it was gone. I think it was one of those, battle royale games. Oh, like fucking your PUBGs, your Fortnites or whatever. I don't know. I didn't play it. I didn't play fucking Radical Heights. Just looked kind of gay. As a matter of fact, I still haven't fucking bothered playing any of those fucking battle royale games at all. I mean, they all look kind of fucked up in one way or another. I'll wait for the polished version of that that game type in fucking Battlefield or Call of Duty or something like that. I think that's what fucking Call of Duty is like focusing on this year or whatever. I know I said I wasn't going to fucking buy the new Call of Duty, but fucking the more I think about it, I'm like, it's fucking really just going to focus on the multiplayer for once and just do that. And this is what, they're adding a bunch of new shit and like expanding it. And plus, they were saying like, I'll get into it too much. I'm not trying not to get too off topic here for now. I'm not going to buy fucking like something like that, like Radical Heights or like whatever, again, PUBG or something like that. That's fucking, buy it for what's essentially like one multiplayer mode and that's it. Like, like that's the entire game of fucking, that's all this is this multiplayer mode that anybody's going to play. And it's fucking, it's like, I'd rather that's all there is to do. And the gameplay looks kind of shitty and it's fucking like, I'd fucking just get bored of that like real fast. So, but yeah, anyway, fucking Boss Key Studios, they closed, they're gone. I mean, I don't know what our friend Cliffy B plans on doing now. I mean, that whole thing with the studio, I mean, that was from the beginning of it, just people talking about it and like hyping it up. I don't know if people realize, I mean, that was like a long, drawn out, like hyped up news story if you didn't follow it, like almost like immediately after fucking, pretty much as soon as you left fucking Epic after, I think it was after Gears 3 was when he left. Yeah, they started like teasing like, what's he working on and shit, and fucking like they were showing like, it wasn't that long after that, they fucking started showing like Lawbreakers concept art and all that. And yeah, now that that studio is fucking done, like I'm just gonna go out on a limb and say he'll announce like, I'm gonna take a break, I'm gonna retire from fucking game development, and he's gonna go pursue his other passions, something weird and hipstery, like fucking, I don't know, like I'm just gonna mountain bike for a year or fucking grow my own coffee beans. Yeah, then in a few years I'll pop up again somewhere else, you know. And back up in gaming, I'll say like, it was just time to come back. It was the right time for me to return to gaming. You should go to fucking Microsoft, dude. You know, that's what you should be doing. I mean, you should fucking join the coalition with fucking that other dude there, fucking Rod Ferguson, who also fucking left Epic. You know, and just go back there, work on fucking Gears again. And I think they fucking need him over there, you know. Fucking Gears 4 was just so fucking like limp wristed, and yeah, I'm pretty sure like he was the guy that was making it, like, you know, this the fucking ultra violent gory and fucking metal and shit, and not the forced diversity fucking oil instead of blood, like millennial fucking horseshit that they're doing now. Yeah, you know, he didn't listen to me before with Lawbreakers, Cliffy, and you know, see what happened there. I mean, just take the advice for once. Take fucking the grunt free. That's your free grunt free advice. I usually charge for my services. I think I'm pretty sure like that's what he wants to do too. I mean, I think when Gears 4 came out, he was saying like fucking like, yeah, he had fucking notes and suggestions that he wanted to give and to the game, and it's probably like shit like, hey, you know, be less gay, you know, they fucking need him over there. What I need to do is take a piss right now, so I'm going to pause and come right back. Alright, we are back, and you're in luck, because you had some other delays there, like Metro Exodus. Yeah, that was supposed to come out sometime this year. Which, and that wasn't too big of a commitment, I don't think. Just saying, like, it's going to come out in 2018. They announced it last year at E3, I think. But, yeah, now it's coming out in 2019 sometime. Rage 2, I mean, Rage 2 just got announced, but it's not really a delay. But, I mean, it wasn't fucking Bethesda's new, like, policy thing. Like, supposed to be like, hey, you know, whenever we announce a game, you know, whenever we're going to announce a game, it's gonna be coming out, like, soon, like, within, like, the year or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, Rage 2 is coming out, supposedly, in spring 2019. Like, it's almost like a fucking entire year away. And, of course, that's if that doesn't get delayed again, and you know, on that note of fucking games that are quite a ways away, so yeah, Stalker 2 was announced. It's another post-apocalyptic shooter. Yeah, they announced that, but that's not coming out until fucking 2021. like really, why the fuck would you bother announcing that? Yeah, then there was some other bullshit where fucking unannounced games were delayed. Like, I don't, like, you know, it's fucking like, we don't even really know what these games are, but they're already delayed. Like fucking, I mean, they're hinting at like a new Bioshock or Borderlands, and fucking like, some one of those, like a big tentpole fucking 2K game. It's like, not announced, but already delayed, apparently. That Ubisoft pirate game Skull and Bones, the one where I never got my beta code for that got delayed. Darksiders 3 is under evaluation. Whatever that means, again, is going to get delayed or canceled. Is fucking whatever. Shenmue 3, that the Kickstarter game that went like way over funding, like the funding they were asking for, they had like way more money than they wanted. And they'd already delayed that like once or twice. Like, that got delayed again, but who fucking cares about that? Fuck Shenmue. That game is fucking, those games are awful. What I'm getting at is it's been a real fucking, it's been a real clusterfuck, you'd say, leading up to E3. You know, leaks, leak sucks, leaks that suck, fucking marketing in general suck. Rumors suck. I mean, I just want to play my fucking video games, man. And I'd also like to have like a rough estimate of when they're coming out. That'd be nice. But yeah, I mean, I guess that's too much to ask, you know, for these fucking giant corporations to get their shit together. So speaking of which, Valve is really going down the shitter fast, isn't it? I mean, Steam's going down the shitter, but Valve owns Steam, fucking Steam is Valve, whatever, the same fucking thing. So recently with them, I mean, to recap here, they caved into whiny developers who are complaining about review bombing on Steam, you know, when gamers would get pissed off at a company for whatever, one reason or another, and they'd leave bad user reviews, and usually, you know, whatever, it'd just be like a coordinated effort. It was like, yeah, everybody's, you know, that game's community is fucking pissed, and they all say, oh, we're all gonna leave bad reviews, and developers obviously didn't like that. Steam changed the way that they tracked reviews or showed your reviews, user reviews. So they would give lower priority. So it's like, oh, if we got a bunch of really really negative reviews in like the span of a couple days, like we'll just there was a big influx of all these negative reviews. They fucking like weigh that like lower, you know what I mean? Like that's kind of shitty and fucking anti-consumer if you ask me. And it's really the one tool that like regular fucking gamers had to like push back against, like, hey, we fucking don't like these shitty business practices. And before you kind of like, you know, toss us aside, like try to sell this off to people who don't know any better, we're going to fucking like let that be known that you guys are being cunts, you know? Sometimes I thought that people were overreacting, you know what I mean? Like fucking they were like reaching for what to get pissed off about, or what they were getting pissed off about was fucking retarded. I don't know. I'm always of the mind that, you know, people have a right to be pissed off or whatever, you know? I'm not going to argue with that, but, and they also took away the ability to downvote user reviews. That's one of those things where I can kind of see like the good intention there, of, because what people were doing was, you know, they'd post a review, then they'd fucking, it's like, oh, I want my review to get up there in like the popularity fucking rankings or whatever, get it more fucking visible. So, you know, I was like, all right, well, I post a review, now I'm going to go and fucking downvote everybody else's reviews that's not mine, you know? And then again, they'd have their fucking, their friends or whatever, like their followers, be like, oh, do the same thing. Everybody's upvote mine and downvote everybody else's and shit. So, just removing downvoting altogether to fix that is lazy and pretty gay, if you ask me. Steam or whatever, like their reputation has always been like, oh, you know, we're a free market company, you know, we're all about fucking just letting our users have the most control we can give them, and let them do what they want, and just, you know, the best shit's gonna rise at the top, like that shit, you know, like that was always their thing. Now they're acting like they're trying to act like they're a console platform. They're, you know, taking away tools that people have to do what they want. You know, they're becoming less and less transparent, really. There's a third party site too called Steam Spy that would use some kind of like back end data collection from Steam. You know, like I think it's just like if you go onto a game or whatever, you click on a game, and it'll just show you like, oh, this is how many people are online playing right now, or something like that. So that Steam Spy site would take that and then show how many players like fucking bought and were actually playing like each game at every given time. Just kind of like aggregating that into like fucking like, hey, here's a graph of, you know, here's the most popular shit. And, Now, I mean, once again, personally, I don't really give a flying fuck about that. Like, I don't care about fucking sales numbers or fucking player counts. I really don't give a fuck, but, it drives me nuts too when some fucking faggot would like take that data and fucking, they go into like whatever comment sections and whatever, write shit like fucking like, Call of Duty's dead, bro. Like fucking, only 17,000 active players right now. And oh, that's a 305% drop from last week, and Counter-Strike is a bigger player base, and it's like, who fucking cares, it's always good to boil down, like what and why you enjoy playing or not, like, just like, I like this or I don't like this because of numbers, and numbers of what other people are playing, like, that determines what I like. It's fucking retarded, but yeah, I mean, fucking, those are, data points, it's like that was just fucking information that was available to the public, and it wasn't just fucking like privileged information for Steam to use and the fucking the developers to see, and developers were using that too to like just look at like, oh, what's fucking popular, what's like whatever, like what are people playing, and I don't know if like the developers can actually see like access something. I think they just like cut it out completely, so it's probably only fucking Steam could see it, like, or maybe whatever. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just like, I think people should have access to that if they want it. I mean, even if they're gonna be fucking dipshits with that, with that information. But yeah, I mean, they cut that off. I mean, I think that was most likely, again, due to developer pressure. Like, the developers probably didn't want that being shown. They didn't want fucking, like, negative impressions of their game. It's like fucking, like, oh, we don't want for people who were fucking, getting turned off of buying a game because, like, well, nobody's playing this game. We're not going to buy it. It's like fucking, they don't want those negative views there. I don't want that affecting their future sales. And so speaking of sales too, I mean, the Steam sales they've had, those have fucking sucked cock lately. Those fucking whatever summer sales, winter sales, like every like few months it was a big sale, and fucking, everybody would fucking rush to Steam, and fucking Steam would crash. Everyone's trying to fucking get games. It'd be, it's real fucking crazy deals. Like, AAA games that are 50-75% off from like less than a year ago, a year maybe ago or whatever, and a lot of older games, it's like, they're a buck or two, shit that was like so cheap, it's like, you almost like have to buy it, like if you weren't that, it's like, I'm not even really that interested in this, but it's like a buck or two and maybe I'll play it, so I'll buy it, like that type of thing. But yeah, not so much anymore. I mean, the last year or two, sales haven't been fucking good. Been kind of shitty, really. And yeah, I mean, yeah, that used to be a they used to be a big draw for why people would use that for, like, you should get into PC gaming, and in the first place, you'll drop some big money on the computer up front, but then you'll have access to basically unlimited games for like a fraction of what you would have to pay on consoles. It's just, everything's just fucking so cheap. You just wait a couple months for a sale and you're good. And everybody was wondering like how they could keep that up. Of like, these games are really cheap. Like how can they keep doing that every year, every few months? Just fucking basically giving away a bunch of shit. Apparently they can't. because that's what you would call a bait and switch. Where you get people on board, you give them free stuff, you get some free crack, you keep them coming back, it's like fucking like, that was cool, I get free crack, I'm gonna come back and more. Then you start raising the price, and if they complain, it's like, you want to smoke your crack, don't you? Just shut up and pay. And that's how that works. That's the name of that tune. I think the last Steam sale they had too, I mean, they just flat out said like fucking people were kind of like grumbling of just fucking like, this is really not much here. That's fucking a good deal. And they were saying like, Steam was saying like, it's like, the deals here, they're really not as good as they were before, but hey, whatever, we made like record profits anyway. It was the most like money we made off of sales, so people don't really care, so whatever, I guess. And I mean, that's not to say that they're like obliged to give fucking games away for free or anything like that, or sort of like, they can't fucking make money, but just like how they're doing that, just in like, again, it's just like stark contrast to like the user first, like persona that they have, you know, at least that's how the fucking Steam fucking fanboys, like, you know, those fucking PC master race, like Gabe is God and fucking those fucking Valve fanboys presented. I'm just fucking like, oh no, they're just fucking like, it's like a God company that just fucking gives shit away. And it's like, well, yeah, until they realize that, oh, we can just like keep cranking up our prices and we're going to make more money anyway. So, yeah, which brings us to the latest fiasco with Steam, which is censorship. Again, the fucking I think the de facto position for PC gaming in general, and you know, Steam by extension, I guess, is just fucking I think the their motto was kind of like, we're not beholden to, you know, we're not trying to sell physical copies of games in retail stores, so you know, you can get shit that would like never fly on a console, you know what I mean? Like fucking, it's like, ah, it's way off base for like what a console fucking holder, you know, platform holder would do on a console. But you know, we're fucking PC where everything's open and free, so get what you want, pretty much. You know, hatred comes to mind, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, you're not going to be able to sell adults-only games in stores, but it's on Steam, it's on, you know, it's on the fucking PC, whatever, you can do what you want. So yeah, and then there's all that anime porn shit, hentai games, they call them, which, I mean, they're pretty much just boring-ass dating sims until you end up, like, fucking some schoolgirl or whatever, like, fucking in half an hour in. But, yeah, I don't think you could ever get those, like, not like the full uncensored, like hardcore penetration versions of those games on Steam ever. But, I think like Steam's always had like, just like a no fucking like hardcore pornography rule type there. Just like, you know what I mean? You just can't show like, again, penetration and shit. But yeah, I mean, they would get around that by they'd put the game out there, like a censored version of that with no hardcore pornography. Then like the developers would be like, hey, you know, just buy it there. It'll be on Steam, and here's a patch that you can like patch all that shit in. But you know, you buy the game on Steam, softcore version, and then download the patch from a site and fucking see some cartoon Asian anime pussy. So I've been told. I'm fucking too lazy for that. I mean, especially when I can just fucking open up the internet and watch fucking big black monster cocks filling every hole with some white trash whore. It's a little bit of work to go through the dating sim shit. So yeah, I mean, that workaround there seemed reasonable, right? You know, Steam's not selling smut or whatever, but their pervert users have access to it if they want it, you know? Like, I mean, but that's not good enough anymore, you know. That's just too close to the line. Like, stepping over the line now of just fucking like, oh, people are buying these and whatever, modding them or whatever, putting a patch in. We can't have that like associated with Steam. So yeah, Valve sent out a wave of warning letters to the developers of those fucking hentai games, saying they were violating new guidelines that Steam has. And and they're going to pull their games down from the store if they didn't censor them even further. I mean, again, these are games that were acceptable. They were on there for years. They were selling them, but now it's suddenly a problem, you know? Why? So, yeah, my theory is the internet is just getting censored to shit. You know, we're getting closer to fucking Chinese style, you know, Chinese government style fucking censorship every day. I mean, that's the theory, but it's kind of like a fact, you know. It's just fucking everything's getting tighter and tighter, you know. But yeah, I mean, these big tech companies they're all being like willingly compliant with it. And I mean, there are some pressures like pushing them towards it. I mean, it's like these new fucking frightening laws and regulations and shit, like, you know, those insane fucking hate speech laws in the UK and like Canada and shit, that they'll send you to jail for even thinking about the word nigger or fucking using the wrong pronoun, like that type of thing. Then here in the US, there was some like vaguely worded bill that passed about, oh, we're gonna crack down on sex trafficking. And that could be just like, oh, we're gonna, like, that's like the goal of this bill. But then that could also be used to shut down sites and put people away for not even really the site's doing anything, but it's like, oh, you know, if your visitors do something on the site that's illegal and you're going to be held responsible. It's called the Stop Enabling Online Sex Trafficking Act. It's just lots of shit like that going on. So I think, I mean, rather than like challenge like those new restrictions and like fight like tooth and nail for the users, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, well, we understand these are laws that we can't do anything about, but we're going to like do everything we can to like work around, but just fucking like, we're not going to, on your end, it's not really going to be the shit that we know is okay. Like, we're not going to fucking, you know what I mean? We'll fight for you to make sure that it's okay of what you've been doing for the past, like, 10 years, 15 years, however long fucking Steam's been around. And not just Steam, but just in general. We'll just fucking, like, push back as much as we can against fucking, what's allowed in each country, you know what I mean? Or even like each state where it's different, or, you know, rather than be like, all right, well, what's illegal in fucking the UK is not, you know, it's fine in the US. So you don't have to worry about that if you're in the US, like, you know, if you're in the UK, like, whatever, that sucks. But, you know, like that type of thing, just fucking like really like focus in on, again, just like the maximum of what they can do in each fucking terror and each instance, like case by case, you know what I mean? Like rather than do that, I think they just think it's much more efficient to just, hey, well, we'll take the lowest common denominator there and just fucking just bulldoze everything, you know? Anything that could be controversial, just fucking, I'll just take it down, fucking censor it of whatever's gonna, you know what I mean? Just go the easiest route possible. Like, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, what's the EU's fucking guidelines for hate speech laws? And fucking, it's like, oh, that's pretty draconian and fucking retarded and has fucking zero authority in the US, but, you know, rather than like complicate things and have different like terms of service in each territory that we're in, it's just like, yeah, we'll just take those EU fucking guidelines. That'll just be the fucking, that those are now fucking Valve's company policy now. Cause you know, it's just fucking the easiest thing we can do. And again, Valve's definitely not the only ones doing it. There's just been a fucking a wave of like every fucking website I've visited, like every fucking server, every service I used in the past couple weeks, just fucking all these notices of just like, oh, you know, to comply with the EU's new guidelines on privacy, like please review our policies for, you know, these new policies we have for cookies and fucking information collection and shit. And it's just like, oh, cool, a new fucking EU policies. I don't live in the fucking European Union, dude. But, you know, get fucked with that shit. And even in like that particular instance too, where it sounds good, where it's fucking, it's, you know, it's like, oh, you know, the fucking bureaucrats in Brussels don't, you know, they don't like us selling your personal data without your consent. So, you know, isn't there fucking egg on our faces that we were doing something shady, you know, shucks, and we were pulling one over on the fucking little guys, and they kind of slapped their hand away, so, oh, guess what, I guess they're really working for you. But, I mean, the precedent that sets is fucking, it's like, yeah, you know, next time they pass, I mean, when it's a law that's, you know, about, like, you know, it's just fucking, like, clamping, like, harder censorship, or, like, they just want to ban like toxic people or like whatever, again, like hate speech or shit like that. Like, if that's a law that passes, it's like, oh, no, sorry guys, you know how it is. Like, you know, we don't agree with it, but hey, rules are rules, I guess. And I fucking guarantee it, like, that's exactly what's gonna happen. It's like they think we're all fucking idiots. So yeah, I mean, by threatening to pull these cartoon sex games down, I mean, it's like, yeah, they can check the fucking compliance box. They can lower the bar for what's acceptable content on Steam. You know, like, that's fucking self censorship. And yeah, I mean, so now anybody making it that's going to make a game in the future that has like sexual content in it is going to have to hesitate of what they're going to put in there. Like, you know, then as a bonus, they can get all of the fucking, it's like, hey, all those anime porn games, they're in like the top sellers list. Like, oh, those are gone now. We didn't like those on there. So, you know, either they're fucking pulled completely, or they're so fucking watered down that they're not really worth buying on Steam. So, know, people want to buy them, they're just going to go direct to the developer, and then fucking it's like, oh, you know, that makes fucking, by having those like drop down the rankings, like that makes Steam look good, you know, it makes them look more family friendly, like they're not going to let fucking questionable shit slip through on their platform. Yeah, it goes against the fucking the company's original philosophy completely, but yeah, I guess now they're aiming for a bigger fucking global audience and a more fucking like mainstream demographic, which, you know, again, for them, it's like, oh, well, this is, well, two birds with one stone. You know, we clean up our fucking image and we get more money in the end. It's fucking gay. I don't know, everything's fucking all about fucking selling out now. It fucking makes me sick. Yeah, I mean, as an update to that story too, I mean, it was fucking, again, it happened in like the span of a couple of days of like that shit broke, and then the developers there, you know, they were fucking like, it was like, oh, a rumor of fucking, you know, Steam's gonna pull these games down and shit, and they were sending out these fucking letters, and yeah, the developers of those games fucking, you know, that it was affecting. They were just like confirming everything. I just fucking like, no, they sent us these letters, is exactly what it said in it. And it was, you know, multiple fucking developers, you know what I mean? It was just happening all at once. They were just fucking blanket fucking targeting these fucking guys. You know, and then like, so it was making them look bad, you know, real bad. And then like fucking a day or two later, fucking Valve sends them like another email saying like, hey, you know, those takedown notices that we sent you yesterday, like, yeah, the ones that were fucking making us look really bad because you were like sharing them around the internet, and like people were like real, like starting to realize what we were doing, like, hey, you can just like ignore those. Now that was our bad. I mean, it must have been a glitch in the system, so something on our end, you know. You know, fucking just don't worry about that. So yeah, I mean, and now they're saying, oh no, those games are fine. Like, I don't know what happened there. They're okay. You can leave them up, but and they're also saying they're gonna reevaluate them like by hand. Yeah, maybe not the best phrasing for those games, but I mean, they're saying like, oh, you guys are fucking fine. Like, you know, you're upstanding content creators as far as we're concerned. Now it's fucking bullshit. I mean, they're just gonna try to fucking get that same thing to like creep in like slowly, more privately, of just fucking like, oh, let's chip away, we just kind of overplayed our hand. But that's, you know, that's their goal in the end, is just to fucking clean that shit up. And again, the damage is already kind of fucking done. Steam's turned into fucking garbage is pretty much what I'm saying, unfortunately, like most things. Welcome back. So yeah, I actually played a lot of games last week, as usual. Though it was one of those hop around, dabble in something different everyday deals. That's also not too unusual. Just testing the waters, deciding what I want to buckle down with and waste my vacation on. Which is, yeah, that's this week my vacation fucking snuck up on me, surprisingly. And yeah, I mean, I'm not going anywhere or doing anything but fucking rotting inside my room and playing games. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing for my vacation. So it's most likely going to be a lot of BattleTech and fucking, yeah, BattleTech fucking rules. So yeah, you know what I found out about BattleTech? that's the best way to balance the challenge of the game without losing everything in like a 40-hour fucking campaign and having to start all over again. So yeah, the side missions that you pick up that you do, those are random. Those battles, like I may have already mentioned that you pick up, you can do like the same mission. If you do the same mission that you pick twice, like you get something like a different mission or whatever. But I thought if you chose a mission and it turned out to be like too difficult for you, sometimes it'll say like it's like, oh, this mission should be really easy for you, but then you end up in like this fucking impossible situation. So yeah, you get like a dozen fucking enemy mechs that are just encircling you and just focus firing on your fucking guys, and it's one after the other. Just I just can't do anything. But there's just too many of them. That just fucking doesn't matter if they're shitty fucking mechs and shit. They just keep hammering this one guy till he drops, then fucking going on to the next one. Even if they're smaller, weaker mechs. Just because of the fucking the number advantage that they have on you, like they just have so many more opportunities to attack, and with that they have like a better chance to get some lucky rolls and just fucking dismantle your guys, or just fucking just keep fucking hammering them and shit, and just fucking hitting them with fucking missiles and end up knocking them over, and it's like, all right, well, I can't use that guy for a turn or whatever. And but yeah, I mean, you run into that, and I'll still stay in those fights, and I'll try my hardest to make it work. I had one that was a real fucking slobber knocker. I love that fucking word. That's why I used it. I was just doing this one battle that went on for about like half an hour, just beating the shit out of each other. Everybody's fucking losing limbs and fucking running out of missiles. So both sides are just fucking like limping at each other, like getting into robo fisticuffs. To the point where, like, the battlefield's fucking just littered with fucking parts. I think it was actually down to like one mech on each side, like my guy another guy just out of fucking missiles and shit. And it's like fucking like no arms, just fucking like headbutting each other, and we're both getting fucking like knocked to the ground at the same time as we're hitting each other, and just like fucking, it's like, oh, well, the first one to get up is probably gonna win and shit. It's like that's fun as fuck, but. Fun as fuck to play for that one battle, but really horrible for the campaign, you know what I mean? So it's like, that was a good fight, but, three of my ace pilots are dead, and, my best mechs are just fucking destroyed, and I have, like, no money to fucking repair anything, like, that type of thing. So, you can just fucking, like, reload that same mission. It'll just be completely different. They'll give you a different map, different enemies, and, hopefully it's a little bit easier for you. It's like, I wouldn't even, like, I'm not a person, I wouldn't consider, like, save, I wouldn't say, like, that, doing that is saves coming, like, in the least, really. It's not like you're, like, quick saving and, like, quick loading, every shot, like, oh, I missed a shot, I'm gonna fucking quick load and try it again till I get, like, whatever, like, a critical hit or anything like that. But yeah, I mean, since it's such a random game, I mean, I just call that more of like, guys, like a re-roll, like, you get some shit luck there, but you still wasted your time anyway trying to get through it. And that's enough of a penalty for me as far as I'm concerned. Again, it's not just like, oh, I got in a rough situation, really. I got a couple injuries, I'm going to reload it. It's just like, no, I went through the whole mission and either get to the point where I'm just, it's just like, I'm not going to win at all, or I'm going to fucking, just way too much damage that this isn't fucking, it's ridiculous, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I'll fucking just load the mission again and see if I get something better. Yeah, I'm not that fucking hardcore. I'm just fucking like, oh, every time I get so fucked up, I'm not going to abandon this fucking 40-hour campaign and start another one. But, BattleTech is pretty awesome. I mean, I'm even considering like trying they have like competitive multiplayer in it. I'm thinking about jumping into that. And yeah, I mean, like what it looks like it's going to be is, they give you like, all right, well, you have like a set number of points to build the team with these points, and, your team, your Lance, And it's like, all right, well, you have this point pool, and each mech and each weapon is worth like so many points. So it's like, all right, build your team from whatever you want. But, you know, you're going to be like balancing everything out. So, you know, it's like XCOM's multiplayer was similar, you know what I mean? Where it's like fucking like, oh, I can bring like one really fucking strong mech in this case, you know what I mean? It's like, I'll bring like one like a real nasty fucking mech, and then like, or I can just like balance out my team, like that sort of thing. It was just like, everything's like, it has a value though. So, yeah, that's robots there. Robots this week and zombies. So, you know, we get all the heavy hitters this week. Yes, yeah, State of Decay 2 is out. It's still in the early Ultimate Edition VIP power user early access edition, I guess, technically. I think it comes out for everybody else on the 24th. So, and yeah, I mean, State of Decay 2 just reminds me a lot of State of Decay 1. And I was worried about that delay, you know what I mean? Where they just pushed it back for like a week or whatever. Yeah, I thought that meant it was going to be like even more like, oh, I'm going to play this. This is going to be a fucking, especially like when, if you're getting it early, it's just going to be even more of a fucking buggy mess. It's going to, you know, it's going to be rougher even than the original game. But, yeah, I mean, what I played so far, I've probably put in like, I don't know, only like 4 or 5 hours or so, but, it just seems like it's almost the same game. They just tweaked it slightly and yeah, it looks better, it runs smoother. I mean, the big addition to it is co-op, but I don't really plan on playing it co-op, so I mean, that pretty much means nothing to me. But I mean, that's not really a bad thing I'm saying. It's like, it's really similar to the first one. I mean, I like the first game. I mean, I'm just, I'm glad I didn't fucking replay the first one before it came out, like I was planning on doing, because if I did that, if I jumped in from like, I played like a full game of one, all the DLC for one, like, you know what I mean, like fucking a couple months ago, and now I'm playing this, I'd probably be fucking burnt out on it. So yeah, when the game starts, I mean, you can't really create a character from scratch or anything. But yeah, it lets you pick from like, all right, here's like a few different pairs of people that you can pick. And yeah, I chose a gook and his buddy just out because why not? I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I mean, you just end up fucking swapping between survivors constantly anyway. It doesn't really matter. You fucking pick. Like, your main character can fucking die. You can just keep playing. It's not like it's game over. It's not really anybody really special. Yeah, the game's a survival sim. But it's not like, you know, it's not a survival game. Like, it's not like that. It's not like The Forest. Like, it's not like that kind of survival game. It just has more traditional RPG elements and fucking stats and skills you improve as you use them. Like, it's like, you know, you sprint enough, and like your stamina fucking stat goes up. And, you know, if you fight with melee weapons, your fighting skill improves, like that sort of thing. Like, whatever, fucking Oblivion or fucking Morrowind, like, you know, that type of thing. And then once you max out a stat, you can specialize it. Like, fucking, it's like, all right, well, I've maxed out fighting, and you want to improve your damage with like bladed weapons or blunt weapons, that type of thing. And then there's skills that the characters they'll just like inherently have, just, you know, as just random fucking, like, they were a marathon runner, so, you know, their stamina meter drains slower. It's like, they're fucking a gardener, so they have that skill, like, just off the bat. I think the only way you can, like, learn or improve those anyways, you can find and read these books that are just scattered around with the other loot. So, yeah, I mean, you do a lot of scavenging, just looking for supplies to keep your base stocked up and your people healthy. Yeah, you go into buildings, you clear them out of zombies and shit, search all the containers that you find in there. Hey, the game's a little bit, you know, it's kind of slow, a little bit repetitive, but it does have, like, permadeath, so, I mean, that just kind of keeps you on edge. It's not like fucking, like, oh, I gotta go into another building, and, like, once you start getting, like, lazy and complacent about it, then it's fucking, like, oh, no, now I start getting fucked up because I didn't, like, check, like, thoroughly enough. So yeah, I mean, you can get fucked up like real quick. You know, if you get greedy, you keep pushing like one character to the point where, you know, he's tired. You know, when we start getting tired, your stamina meter won't fill up all the way. So it's fucking like, oh, I'm just going to keep pushing him. Like, keep going. Oh, one more house. I'll keep going. You know, then you start to get like low on bandages. Then, you know, then you get fucking surrounded and some shit happens. You get injured and, you know, you're trying to limp back home and you just get fucking taken out. And, you know, it's permadeath. Like, once you die, you're done. They do it. They have it so it's like always online too. Again, so you can't save scum. It's like, I'm gonna save, and then fucking like, oh, it sucks. You died. I'm gonna reload. It's like, no, it's always online. You can't fucking pause anything. So that's that part of it's pretty cool. There's a lot of base building you're doing. Fucking resource management, which I thought that shit was really confusing at first. Again, it's been a while since I played the fucking first game, so trying to make sense of it again. But yeah, I mean, you're just using the resources that you gather. You use those to improve your main base, your main home, or whatever. Now, then you're gaining influence points by killing, you know, if you kill like a special zombie, you get it, you know, you get more points or whatever, or you complete missions and you get points. And then you spend those to claim outposts that'll give you like additional benefits. I haven't really quite figured all that out yet. I'm just kind of at the moment, I'm just kind of stuck in the loop of like, all right, I'm going to run out and get supplies, you know, do a supply run. And then by the time I like fucking like, all right, cool, I got what I needed that we were really low on, then, I'll go dump them back off at the base. Then it's like, oh, well, now I'm low on something else. So yeah, I just kind of like turned right back around and do all that shit all over again. But I'm sure there's ways to like streamline that. Make it so the resources don't drain as fast, you know what I mean? Like fucking like shit you can build or just over time and shit. But yeah, I'm just not there yet. I'm just still in that loop of like, all right, well, this very, very basic shit I'm doing. I mean, the game is fun. It's just, you know, it's slow. It is a fucking sim. You know, it's not fucking like Dead Rising. It's not just fucking like, oh, I'm gonna run around and fucking run over zombies all the time and make like wacky fucking weapons and shit like that. I'm having fucking fun with it. It's just really not quite grabbing me yet. And you know, I'm also kind of fucking, again, just playing a bunch of other shit. So I'm being pulled in fucking half a dozen, you know, half a dozen other fucking directions too. Though one game I did play and complete, because it was only a couple hours long. It's like, I just fucking crank this out real quick. It was this game called Far Long Sales, which I had never heard of until a few days ago. I just started seeing some reviews pop up. You know, saw it on Steam. The fucking, you know, the art looked cool and shit. And it was like, you know, it was like $15 or something. So yeah, why not? Well, pretty much what I expected. I mean, the art is certainly fucking cool. It's like, yeah, it's a good looking game and shit. But I don't know if it's really worth $15, really. I mean, it's short and there's just really not much to it. It's just pretty much like, oh, here's a game with good art. It's pretty much what it comes down to. There's really not much else there. So yeah, I mean, it's a side scroller where you control this tiny little guy in a red raincoat and you're trying to move to the right. That's pretty much it. I mean, you just kind of, you accomplish this by, you know, you have a big train that you're powering up. It's a big fucking whatever. Call it a train. Looks like a train. And yeah, they don't tell you how to operate it. It's just fucking, you know, it's just a vehicle that you just like, all right, you step into it and there's just all these fucking buttons everywhere. You start hitting, trying to figure it out. And it's not that complicated really to figure out. There's a big circular tank in the middle of it that just says energy and. It's like, all right, well, that's your gas, pretty much. That's your gas tank you have to fill up. Then it's like, all right, well, there's a machine over there that fucking converts any objects that you throw into it into that energy. And it's like, all right, so I use the energy here. Once you fill up that tank, it's like, all right, now just fucking hit a button to power up the train and get it moving. You press a button, the fucking wheels start turning, and the steam gauge will fill up as the wheels turn. So yeah, this is the steam episode. So yeah, then like when that steam gauge gets in the red, it's like, all right, there's a button near that gauge. It's like, all right, so it gets red, you have to fucking hit that to release the steam, to keep like the vehicle from getting damaged. And like when you do that, it also like gives you a boost forward and shit. So So yeah, I mean, as you chug along, you know, you're just throwing shit into the fucking the furnace or whatever, like the converter. You know, just hitting buttons, and fucking as you go on, you run into roadblocks that are like really easy puzzles. I mean, they usually involve this fucking like, it's like, all right, well, there's a button you got to press, like get to that button and press it, or it's fucking like, all right, well, here's some shit. Now you have like tow cables on the front and the back of the train. So yeah, I might have to like take that tow cable, hook it up to something, and fucking like move it. Or I didn't really get stuck in the least, like even once. Like I just thought all the puzzles were pretty easy. And to remind everybody, I mean, I'm fucking mildly retarded. So then you start like adding shit onto the train, like just additions as you progress. The titular sails you get, which you can raise or lower the sails by hitting a lever, and I'm kidding. It's not a lever. It's a button, another button. By the sails on the top of the train, there's like a flag that shows which direction the wind's blowing. So, you know, so if the wind, you know, you're trying to go to the right the whole game. So if the wind's blowing to the left, and you have your sails up, you're actually slowing yourself down. If you have them up, like you want them down at that point. But if if the wind's blowing to the right, then you fucking want the sails up. And then like as you're going to like some, you'll run into shit with like low clearance where if they're up and you fucking pass under them, like, you know, the sails will get hit and they'll get damaged and shit. The parts there on the vehicle, like when they do get damaged, so, you know, certain shit will happen. Like it'll start like fucking like, go through like a lightning storm, or like shit will fall on you, or like whatever. So in certain parts of the train will either, you know, they'll catch fire, or they start like sparking, or like both, you know. Then you have to figure out, like, all right, well, there's the fire hose in here. I guess I'll take that. You know, take that, put out the fire, and a fucking, you get a welding gun eventually to fix, like, the shit that's, like, sparking. And, that's really it, to the game. just keep going right. And, yeah, I mean, far is a lot of, mindless fiddling and just fucking pressing buttons and shit. So it never really like gets to the point where it gets you. You're not really ever anxious of like, I'm not gonna have enough fuel or anything like that. Like, it never gets so complicated either. It's not like, I have all these systems I'm doing. I'm like spinning plates. It's like, nah, it's just pretty simple, I think. Straightforward. You could compare it, I guess, to like a really dumbed down like Insider Journey or some other art fag game like that, which sounds weird to say it's fucking dumbed down. It's just like, oh, you know, it's all these, you know, buttons you're pressing, but it's fucking, you're not just like walking, but, you know, as far as like the really figuring that out is nothing, you know what I mean? And then like the puzzles are fucking pretty easy, and it's not really much shit that's gonna have you like scratch your head or like challenge you or anything like that. The difference being that I liked Journey a lot, and I fucking loved Inside. I thought the game was amazing, but this Far game, I mean, I don't know. It didn't really do much for me. I mean, I didn't get fucking blown away by it, but like the atmosphere or anything like that, though. It looks good. I mean, the game can be fucking pretty, but I just wasn't like interested in the mystery of it, or like fucking like, oh, the metaphors, like, oh, what, you know, what's the story trying to say that they're not really explaining, like what's going on in the world, or what's this kid's story that, you know, they don't fucking like explicitly tell any of that. I'm just fucking like, I'm finished it. I was just kind of like, okay, well, that was a game. Nothing really special. I mean, I guess if you're real bored, you have fucking 2 hours to kill, and I'd say still maybe wait until it's like $5 or something like that. Or just fucking, I wanted something I can blow through. It's nice to look at for a couple hours, but I don't know. I've already fucking forgotten about it, and I can fucking barely remember the name of the fucking game. All I can think about is mechs shooting lasers at each other. I think that other game there needed more long range missiles and some AC-5 snipers. It would have been better. I'm gonna go officially start my BattleTech vacation, I think. So yeah, prepare for a wreck of an episode next week, as is customary. after my vacations. Go to www.gruntfreepress.com. Something will probably pop up there the next 7 days or so, I'm sure. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com. Actually, don't bother this week. Again, I'm on vacation, so no work-related emails. I'm not even going to, I don't work off the clock. So, I'm absolute deicide. And yeah, I mean, just, let the week of rot begin.
Just by the cover, unless you cover just